This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on pure gospel. You know, I hope this series has been encouraging you and speaking to you. And again, I think this is a tremendously important series for us to reflect on these deeper truths. And we're going to start by reading 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 11. And it says, "But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. And if there's any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." And so here the Bible talks about a glorious gospel that had been committed to his trust. And because it's a glorious gospel, it is important that we keep the message pure, that we do not change the message to adapt to the time that we're in, that we treat the word of God with the reverence that it deserves. Because Titus 2:13 says, "Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." The Bible speaks of and reveals a glorious God and a glorious gospel. And this glorious gospel that we have believed and received is our most sacred and precious possession. Nothing comes near, for it holds the answers to both life and death, time and eternity. It answers our deepest questions and meets our greatest needs. The Bible is our map to guide us through this life. It's our lamp that lights our path, our daily bread upon which we feed, our constitution that defines our rights, roles, and responsibilities. Philippians 1:17, "But the latter out of love, knowing that I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel." It's a pure gospel, and it must be defended to preserve the purity and integrity of the message. Men and women laid their lives down to ensure that we were handed the true gospel and not a fake counterfeit. And the gospel, therefore, is far too important for us to be vague, unbiblical, or half-hearted in our theology. For we're dealing with matters of life and death, heaven and hell. Martin Lloyd-Jones said this, "The great concern of the New Testament epistles is not about the size of the church, it's about the purity of the church." You know, God has convicted me recently that, you know, how we dress is important if we truly believe that we're his representatives. And, you know, it's the understanding that you are his vessel. And this is not pride, it's gratitude. It's amazing. If you dress in a certain manner, people will treat you accordingly. If you, you know, rightly or wrongly, that's just a fact. And what I'm saying is that salvation will affect the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, and even the way you carry yourself. You are a child of God, so carry yourself with dignity and decorum. We're called to take the gospel to the world, but in what way and what gospel? And so, if it's important that we honor God by the way we dress and carry ourselves, how much more so when we handle sacred scripture? In this series, I'm not trying to make mountains out of molehills or exaggerate the issues that we're facing, but as Paul, I want us to consider the gravity of the mission and the vital importance of the subject matter, the gospel. We are grappling with the question, what constitutes the preaching of the gospel? What is the true gospel? For there are many who claim to preach the true gospel to the exclusion of all others, because they are the only ones who have the truth. But people like this make the message more about them and their group than Christ. And in most instances, it's nothing more than simply pride and arrogance. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, "For we dare not number ourselves or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. For in measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, they are not wise." The Amplified, "We do not have the audacity to put ourselves in the same class or compare ourselves with some who supply testimonials to commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they lack wisdom and behave like fools." And the New Living, "Oh, don't worry, we wouldn't dare say we are as wonderful as these men who tell you how important they are. But they're only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as the standard of measurement. How ignorant." So again, I think it's important to understand that humility is so important if we would walk with the King. Every Bible, therefore, should come with a warning label: handle with care. We must handle the scriptures with the utmost of care. How can we keep it to the gospel without it becoming infected by culture, opinion, or the empty passing philosophies of men? How can we handle this message that passed through the hands of Paul and St. Patrick and Wesley and Wigglesworth and Whitfield, Bonnke, Billy Graham, Evan and Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, and a vast multitude of no-name believers who served just as faithfully as those who stood for a brief time in the limelight? Truly, we are indebted to them. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, I believe, points us towards the answer. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Here the Bible points out or acknowledges the multitude of believers who have gone before us and who are now in the grandstands of heaven, cheering you on as you run your race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And again, this is so important for us to recognize that this is the perspective we must maintain at all times. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. So as I finish today, we must remind ourselves to keep our eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And guess what? He's coming again. Are you ready? Glory to Jesus. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.